an aleph and a dalet, the two dots, which are about 10 lines in the bottom, 9 lines in the bottom. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah whether the pi mamba, which a person is given, are round or square. So the Chachamim say square. Rechiya ben Tikkun says round. Samora says, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, Simon of Shach. How is he, whichever way he's learning, we have a problem. He is like Zerah Shava. If he holds of this whole list of Zerah Shavas that we said before, so the final source of 2,000 Amas is from the Terez Halacha when you create an Ir Miklot. And it's given to the Levim. You give a city to the Levim. Really, actually, the post is about the city is given to the Levim. So they're given 2,000 amas outside of the city, and that's where the calculation of 2,000 amas comes from. Well, that's the source. The Torah, but there also uses the lashon of peah, which means there's corners. It has to be squared. Isak zerushavu peah ksivon. Less like Zerushava. If he doesn't hold the Zerushava, and therefore there's no din of payas, so then I'll pay mama minoli. Where does he get 2,000 amas from? Some more answers. Loyal miss like Zerushava. He has Zerushava, and that's where he gets 2,000 amas from. So the question is, so why don't we darshan payo? Meshani hocha the makra. But over here it's different because the pasuk says Zeh yelochem migushei ha'arim. This is for you, the migrish, which is the area given outside of the city. We darshan lezeat to noisin payus. We have to noisin payus the shev say Shabbos. The word zeh is excluding that there's no din of payo by tchum. V'rabbonon. What do they say to this? How do they understand this word zeh? Tani Rav Chananya Omer kizeh yehu kol shev say Shabbos. They actually darshan that the pasuk is coming to be marba. All inyanim of Shabbos should be done with squares. So the more is going to give two examples of what that means. Omer of Acha bar Yaakov, a fascinating din. Big Machlokes Shem, how to learn it, we'll see in a second. Hamar bar Dalat Amos b'shus Rabim, and Chayav Achi Mar bar Hein Malach Soinon. The chiyuv of transporting something Dalat Amos b'shus Rabim means they with the hypotenuse, with the diagonal. So if you picture Dalat Amos as a square of 4 amas by 4 amas, and a person would walk from the center of the square to one of the points of the square, so he's walking more than 4 amas, he's going to walk the diagonal of that square. If a person will be standing at one point of the square, so instead of walking on one of the legs of the square, 4 amas, he's going to walk all the way across the whole diagonal to be chayiv for being ma'abed al adam shusha rabbi. So that's a Rashi line. So which means that a person would have to walk 5.6 amas to be chayiv for being ma'abed al adam shusha rabbi. And where does that come from? It comes from this din of kazeh yehu kol shev she Shabbos. Anything that has to do with Shabbos has to be done with a square. Amar Rapapa, Barik lon Rava. Rapapa says that Rava tested us. Rabba was a Talmud Muvik of Rabba. So Rabba tested us one time with the following question. Omer Rishis Arabim, Gubay Yud, Rurech of Dalad, Tzarech Hein Ba'alach Sonon, Oiloi. When we said that to be considered Rishis Yochid, something which is 10 Tfachim high and it's 4 Tfachim wide, gets a sentence of Rishis Yochid, does it have to be square or not? Does it have to have a diagonal? Or does it mean if I make something which has a diameter of 4, even though it's a circle, but it has a diameter of 4, that's good enough? So he said back to Rabba, Lav Hainu the Rav Chananya, the Tanya Rav Chananya, Omer Kizeh Yehu Kosher Shabbos Shabbos. Isn't that included in Rav Chananya's halacha? That was the answer that Rabba wanted to get. Says Rashi, Peos Ksiv, the Ksiv Paas Upas Mashma Meruba. It says for each one of the corners, Pas Kedma Mizracha, for example, or. So get the pasuk. Mother semichutzir es pas kedma apayim ba'mo ves pas negev apayim ba'mo ves pas yom apayim ba'mo ves pas sofer apayim ba'mo. It's always the loshon of peya. Zay yelahem migrushay harim. That's the end of the pasuk. Hein v'al sedon dalaramis v'ches chom she'ama. So it's four amas and 8/5, which is one. Amma and 3/5 amma, or 1.6 ammas, or plus 4 is 5.6 ammas.
Where is the
Rosh? Hein b'lach. Four lines from the bottom. Dabrin kizei ihu niyu kol shebsei Shabbos. Peyus tein lehen. Give them corners. Okay, so far so good. Now, comes Rashi, and Rashi says like this. By tchum is interesting. Let's go back to tchum for a second. So we get a box. So the box is 2,000 amas in each direction. And if it's a person goes north or south, so he goes 2,000 amas. If he goes exactly northwest or southwest or east or northeast or southeast, he's going to get more than 2,000 amas. So he'll get 2,800 amas. The rule the Gemara gives is that a square of an amma by an amma gives you a diagonal of 1 2/5, which is because the Pythagorean theorem is a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So a squared is 1 times 1 is 1, b squared is 1, so that's 2. Right, so
1.414.
So it's 1.414. So the Gemara gives it as 1.4, right? 1 2/5. So
square root of 2.
The square root of 2. So so we take that and multiply it. So you multiply it times 2,000. Right. So you get 1.4 times 2,000 is 2,800. So you get a lot of, but so we look at it as a square. So now when comes we remember dalal amas. How do we apply that? So we say, well, you can four times that is 4 times 2/5 is 8/5, right? So that's 5.6. Well, how do you apply that? So Rashi says when you're dealing with tchum, which is there's a clear central point. You can discuss making a square around it, so we discuss the square around it. But we have leka lemeis of payas. You can't put a square there because there's no central point really. What it means rather is ki agav nashadosin lehem shir alachsonon to leka lemer b'hu ribua ve'igol. You can't discuss a circle or a square. You're discussing because there's no central point. So Rashi says what it means is the Torah gave the loch of dalet amos. It meant the diagonal of the dalet amos. That's a Rashi. The Rashbam Tosfos brings two pshatim. The Rashbam learns that no, that even by Maver dalet amos, we take the person and we differentiate between how is he traveling. If he travels according to the directions on the ground, due north, due south, he gets 4 amas. If he travels northeast or southeast, he gets 5.6 amas. The same way you apply to the city, you apply to the Maver dalet amas. Tosfos is brings the Rabbeinu Tam that you always get the alachson. Not only you always get alachson by the case of Maver dalet amas, you also get that by tchum. So the Morris Mechadish to me that at any given moment I redraw the square and give the person the diagonal. So a person traveling due north, he also gets 2,800 amas. The Rebbeinu Tam.
I mean, he may not know exactly which direction he's going into.
Right.
So how does he differ from Rashi then? Because Rashi says the same talking about...
So Rashi says, by the case of the Tchum, Rashi agrees with the Rashbam, by the case of the Tchum, you take the city, and you measure, based on the points of the compass, north, south, east, and west, you get 2,000 amas. If a person travels northeast, he gets 2,800 amas. Right? That's only by Tchum. But in the case of Marbet Dalat Amas, he always gets 5.6 amas. According to the Rashbam, by Tchum, if he's traveling north, he gets 2,000. Northeast, he gets 2,800. By Ming Marbet Dalat Amas, also, if he's traveling north, he gets 4 amas. If he's traveling northeast, he gets 5.6 amas. According to the time, you always get 5.6 amas, and you always get 2,800 amas. Now, applying that to the case of the Amud would also be interesting. So, Baraglon Menasalon. So Rashi says that Rava asked us, what's with the case of the Amud? Maybe in a Hebal Sonnen. So now over there, you could discuss a square of 4. Right? There was Rashi's point is, by the case of Tchum, I understand the square makes sense because there's a city, there's a central point, and there's an idea of discussing a square around it. So therefore, we could say you travel north, you get 2,000, you travel northeast, you get 2,800. What's with the case of the Amud? So we know there's a lach, it has to have this diameter of 4. Is the halacha of a circle, or is it a halacha of a square? But in that situation, it's not relevant. The points of the compass become irrelevant. As long as you have a square, I don't care how you shape your square. That's the question. Or the question was, the halacha, is it a item which will give you a diagonal which is greater than the diameter? It wouldn't be diameter anymore. It'll be just one of the legs of the square. It's 4x4, then which you can then have in it, you'll have this hypotenuse, you'll have a diagonal. The Dover Ogul ain't loy alachsin. It just has a diameter, that's all it has if it's a circle. But the Reno Tam says that according to his pshat, you always get the alachsin, that the Omud also has this issue. That the Amud has to be, that it has to have the legs of the Amud, it has to be that there's the area of 5.6 in any direction, which means you can have either a square which is 5.6 on the legs, or alternatively, if you could have one that's 4x4, but it's circular around it, it's a square inside of a circle. So you, at any point, you'd be able to you reach out to the ends of it. You'd have if you go across from one end to the other, you'd have no. That's not true because you go across. Right. I think the Rebbeinu Tam Shita is if you have a square and you have a circle around it, she'll have 5.6 across as the diameter, and then so you'll get your 5.6 that way. But just a square of 4x4, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, is not a Rishus HaYochid. And that's what Rav Papa is saying over here. According to the Rashbam, so that Tosis seems to learn, according to the Rashbam, it would depend on what direction you set up your square. You have this Omen, which is 4x4, and the Rishus HaYochid. Say that again. The Rishus HaRabim, and we're saying it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, well, it depends. If it's 4x4 facing the points of the compass, that's fine. If your square is turned sideways, which means vis-a-vis the points of the compass, it looks like a diamond more than it looks like a square, so that's not good enough. Because it's not a square based on the ribua oilam. You'd have to have a larger square to allow it to have that square You have to have a northwest corner, which is 5.6 from the southwest corner, which you don't have that because it's put sideways. So you have to have a larger square to be able to get that. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Yeah? There's probably pictures of it. Just think about it. I'm talking. Like, just, why don't you just look at the pictures over here?
Well, but for an Ahmed, why would that be necessary? I mean, if you're saying where you're carrying from, it's you're the point. But if you're looking at an Ahmed, if it has the right that diameter.
Nope.
By an Ahmed, if it has the diameter, what does it matter? Whether it's a Rishon Sayach, it's a Rishon Sayach. But I can see by the case of carrying, or by the case of Tchum, depending on where I am, where do I radiate, where my point is. But if I'm saying that Ahmed does have that length, except it's shaped all differently. What does it matter vis-a-vis where it is in a compass? It is what it is by itself.
Well, you're right, but we have this rush of Kazeh Yehu Kol Shem Shei Shabbos. Anything in Shabbos which has to do with area has to have payas.
It does have corners.
But you have to understand, according to the Rashbam, payus means according to the compass of the pas. Is it past kedem? Past sofar? No, past negbo. It's always based the same way. We're learning out from the pasuk over there and over there it was clearly based on the points of the compass. It's going to be shorter here than it is to here, right? So that's going to be the defining element of all the, anything which comes with squares and Shabbos. That's how you have to do it. It's a shorter distance from the Tchum from going due north and going due northeast. Okay, it's like this little Gemara tucked away in Erev and an Aleph and an Aleph. Like you know, you've learned all the Masechta Shabbos, you learn all the Masechta Zevar, all of a sudden you find out that you never knew how to make an Amud Rishus Rabbim, how big a Rishus Yachid is. Like it's like this fascinating. Like, now I find out, you know. Remember, I actually learned, the first time I learned it when I was learning Mishabura. It's like, what? Where did this come from? And then you learn the Gemara. Says, oh, okay. Like, according to Rashi and according to Rashbam, by the case of a city, if you draw a square, you put the city in the middle, you draw your tchum. So if you travel due north, you get 2,000 amas. If you go northeast, you get 2,800 amas. You go all the way to the corner of the square. That makes sense? Yeah. Okay. Now, the last part of the Mishnah dealt with this issue of we allow the person sometimes to make an Eruv Tchumen by putting down bread. We also allow a person to make an Eruv Tchumen by standing there and saying, this is my Malkum. And that becomes his place. And the third case which we had in the Mishnah was by doing a Eruv in the distance, saying, that place over there that I recognize in the distance, that'll be my place. Which is sort of a further kula in the concept of Ma'ar Baraglov. So we have Pas, we have Ma'ar Baraglov, and we have Ma'ar Baraglov in the distance. Then we had a Machloikis, that when do we allow these different things? So Rameir said that this heter is only for a person who's an Ani being over here, a person who's traveling and doesn't have an option of doing it Bipas. But otherwise, you have to do pass. A person sitting at home and he has an option of putting out bread, he has to go there, put bread, and that's the only way he can do it. Rehuda said all the way around, Echad Oni Bechad Asher. And remember, you got it all wrong. You're assuming that the preferred way of making an Erev with Tchumen is pass. And Raga was a Kula, which is only allowed for a person who's traveling. And I'm going to tell you, that's all the way around. The preferred way of making an Erev is with your Raglov. And pass was a kula that the Chachamim gave a person sitting at home. If you don't want to schlep out there, we'll let you send it with send somebody to put out the pass for you. But the Iker din Erev is with Baraglav, so that'll work for anybody. Now is that talking about a case of Mar Baraglav that he says Shisasi Tachtoi? Talking a case of Mar Baraglav Shisasi B'Mokem Ploini. So that's the discussion in the Gemara. In other words, this case that they're talking about, where are they arguing? It's only an ani. Omer Nachman, Mechloikis b'mekoimi. They're arguing in the case of a person says Shrisasi b'mekoimi. He's standing there and saying, I want to be kind of Shrisa here. In that situation, the Remeir suffer Iker Erev b'pas. The Iker, correct way to make an Erev is pas, and therefore an Osher who has an option of pas has to use pas. And Oni, who the killer of Oni Luye, but Oni who doesn't have an option of doing pas, because he doesn't have pas with him, and he's traveling. Of the usher loy, but the case of the usher who has an option of pass, so we're not going to allow him to do an error of just be saying she sasi bim kaimi. Of the usher loy, Rabbi Huda sabra no ikur error beregel. The ikur way to make an error is beregel, and therefore echad ani echad usher. Okay, so that's what they're arguing. Of Malkum Ploini, but to say she saw see but Malkum Ploini, Diri Akol Oni in Osher Loi. That Kula, which we extended this, the concept of Erev, that not only can I make it here, I can make it there, that was a heter for a person who's traveling to facilitate him getting home. We said, you know what, you can even make your Shvisa over there, because that's better for you. That's only for a person who's traveling, but an Osher, a person who's sitting in his home and he has an option of doing it bipass, or saying this is my place, we're not going to give him any other kula. Okay. You'd have to put pass there. You have to go there before Shabbos and put pass, or send pass with somebody.
Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning,
everybody. Okay.
Good morning, Sam.
Now, the more is going to say according to Rav Nachman. Just turn back to the Mishnah for a second on Mem Tesim Abeis. The Mishnah has a few. There is the phrase Zuhi Sha'amru Ha'oni Ma'ar Baraglov. This is the place where we said Oni Ma'ar Baraglov. Amr Meir Onrein Lono Ella Oni Rehudomer Oni Mechad Asher. Okay, so this first phrase Zuhi Sha'amru Ha'oni Ma'ar Baraglov. It's not clear what it's saying. I mean, theoretically, we could have said, we could have, after we bought the din of Shisasi Bim Kaimi, of Rameyer, it's only for an Oni. Rebuta says, it's for an Oni or for an Asher. What's the Zuisha Amru? What is that referring to? And, Le Amru Marvin, Repas Allah Hakal Asher, Shalo Yetzavi Arbaragov, who's that phrase? So that, according to Rav Nachman, that's going to be Rebuta talking. That Baraglav works for anybody, and the last phrase of the Mishnah, Lo Marvin Pas Ela Hakel Ela Asher, that's Rabbi Huda talking. But this first phrase, who's saying? What does that say? So Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Nachman explains, Zuhi Shamru Man Ketani Lo Remeir. It's Remeir talking. VaHaikoi, what's it referring to? Aino Maker or Sheino Baki. So the case before, the Mishnah said in the Mishnah, the person did not recognize anything in the distance, or he wasn't aware that you could make a long distance shvisa. So he says shvisasi bim kaimi, and that zok the Mishnah zok the Meir. This is the case where only an onikim ma'ar baraglav, not an usher. Then he explains onoi lono aloni. And the last phrase, Rabbi Huda, that's Rabbi Huda talking. So that's Rabbi Nachman's version of the Mechlokes between Remeir and Rabbi Huda. Rav Chisda disagrees. Rav Chisda Amr. So remember, there's three cases. There's being Ma'ar Bepas, being Ma'ar Baraglav saying here, being Ma'ar Baraglav saying there. So Mechlokes, according to Rav Chisda, is B'Makom Ploini. That which you can make a Erev there in the distance. So that's the Machlokes. The Remeir Sover Oni in Osher Loi, that option only exists for an Oni. But a person who's sitting at home and has an option of sending out pass can't say, you know what? I'd like my Shvisa to be out there in the field. Get out there and either stand there or send pass there. But you can't just sit here and do that. Person who's traveling, we made a cool, you can make your shvisa in the distance. That even an usher can do that. Okay, so now, Al Bimkaimi, Divrei HaKol, Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. But in the case of a person wants to say, Shisasi Bimkaimi, so even an usher can do that. Even an usher who has an option of pass can walk out before Shabbos and stand there and say, "This is my place." Even Rameir agrees to that, which means Rameir agrees the Iker Erev Beregel that we don't say that an usher has an option of pass must use pass. An usher, even if he has an option of pass, can say, "This is my place. Go there and stand there." So even a Rameir agrees to that. That's okay, according to Rameir. Now we have to explain these phrases. Vizuhi Shaomru Man Ketani Lo, who's saying this phrase, Zuhi Shaomru, again it's Rameir, like Rav Nachman said, but the Haikar, what's it going back? It's going, Aho, Misha Boba Derech Mechoshcha. That halacha, that when a person can make a Erev in the distance, that's only by an Oni. According to Rav Nachman, it's going on the case where a person makes a Erev Bimkaimai, right here, Bimkaimai, he says. That's what it's referring to. Kardar is referring to the case of a person making an Erev in the distance. Okay. Now, what about the last phrase of the Mishnah? Who's saying that? And the Omer Marvin Pasel Hakol Man Ketani Lo Divrekol. According to Rav Chitza, that everybody agrees to that. Even Rameir agrees that there's a case where an usher can use raglov, and that's because Iker Erev is beregel, and pass is a kula. That an usher has, he has an option of using ascending pass. So that's a big mechoy to Rav Chitza how to learn up the case of the mission. Okay.
Let's see Rashi.
Bottom Rashi and Nun Aleph and Aleph. Machlokes b'mekaymi garsin and b'yud. So machlokes Rameir b'Yehuda, the kosher b'Yehuda, filo the usher l'ar b'raglov. That which b'Yehuda allows an usher to make an error by standing there. But I remember she saw Sibim Kami says, this is my place right here. That the phrase in the Mishnah, Zeo Shamru, the more explains, E Amakr Elon Diktani Damashi Sasibim Kami Plani. And Abaki Diktani Damashi Sasibim Kami. The Mush has two cases, a case where he recognizes something in the distance and he makes Mashisa there, or he doesn't, or he doesn't know the Allah he can do that, and he makes Mashisa here. So which one is that going on? Something needs to be explained. Ani uda kilo gabe. Okay, habo b'derech neveni my pass. Ani meaning a person who's traveling and doesn't have an option of sending pass there. Huda kilo rabban gabe lerma shisasi bimkaimi. So Rameir says that's where for an ani chazal remeiko, and they said you can make your shvisa here. Kshena makar ilan a getter or lemakar lerma shisasi bimakim plani. So person wants to say Mashisa is here when he doesn't have an option of the distance, or for an Ani again, or Mekel, to make it a Erev in the distance. The usher has no other option but to use pass. That's Rameir, because Iker Erev is pass. If Yehuda comes along and says Iker Erev regel, she saw si tachtoy, I feel the usher. Saying my Mashisa is here will work. If you go out there and stands there, fine. Zeu Iker Mitzvah Erev. That's the Iker Mitzvah Erev to do it. Kiritani. Lomer le'arav pass ela lehakel ala asher. Alma Iker tekan is Erev le'bihuda. Beregel he kardu bihuda. The main din of Erev is beregel. There's a kula of using pass. Zeu shomer chachamim. So that phrase in the Mishnah. Zeu shomer chachamim. The mashu the Iker tekan the lav hachi havoy. Elakulab alma hu shamru eitzalani la'arba raglav. So that zeh shamru sounds like, listen, this is what you should normally do, but here the chamru we're going to allow. So it sounds like that this is a kula. Being Mar Baraglim is a kula. Man Kamar Lo Remeir. The Omer Ikra Erev Bepas. So Remeir said, listen, the Ikra Erev, then Erev is Bepas. This scenario will be makel to use regel. Vehechakoi. I ain't a marker. Let's go back on the case of a person doesn't know, that doesn't have anything in the distance to make his Erev. Oshen Abaki Balachar. He's not familiar with that halacha. And he says, you know what, I'm making my shvisa here. And that, law comes from your mayor says, you know what, you should know that's a kula. Vazel sha'amru klarmav, the feel of the high, the omer, the mekaimi, kula hu, the kila rabbanu gabay. Ablow zel ikir tkanas erev. You should know that wasn't the ikir din of erev. It was a kula chazal made to allow him to make a shvisa without pass. V'la'omer la'arva pas, the mashu ikir erev ki iskin beregel iskin, the second phrase of the Mishnah, that pas is only a kula, v'la'omer pas ala hakal ala asher, that's Rabbi Yehuda talk. Comes from Chista, it says, machloik is b'mokim ploini, then kan lo'i irva pas ala ir beregel, alamir ba'alma. That's the case, ala kamar meir oni in asher lo'i. That which meir says, only an oni, that's this kula of distance, which you have nothing there, but you just said it. That's a kula for a person who's traveling. An usher can't do that. But even Rameir agrees that Mokami di recall echad ani bechad usher, the ikr erev beregel. Rameir agrees the ikr erev is beregel. Hagasin vezel shomer the mashva, the ain ze ikr erev. El a kula who the omer la ani, like I said before, that zeo shomer means it's a kula. So Kara got your mayor come, let your mayor talk. So even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that that's not the proper way of doing it. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have any reason to differentiate between an Ani and an Asher. So, because according to the Kitzah, that's where Rabbi Yehuda said is a lach. Even an Asher can do that distance Erev. So what's Zel Sha'amru? It must be it's a mayor talking that's only for an Ani, and that's a special kula for an Ani. Okay. Taika was at the Reb Nachman. Back in the Gemara, the Brisa says the following: Echad Ani Bechad Osher Ma'arvin Repas. Both an Ani and an Osher can be Ma'arvin Repas. V'lo Yetzi Osher Chutz L'Tchum. The Osher can't go out there beyond the Tchum. V'yarmer Shisasi Mimkayim Ma'ashisa is here. Tishomer Ma'arvin Beregal L'Mishabah B'Derech V'Choshcha. Divrei Rav Meir. So here the Brisa says explicitly, the person saying Shvisasa Mimkaimi, and Rav Meir is saying it doesn't work. And according to this, the Rav Chista, everybody agrees that case works, even Rav Meir. If you don't read Echad Oni Bechad Osher Ma'arvin Beregel, V'yeshi Osu Chus Tchum V'yemash Etei Shvisasa Mimkaimi V'zeu Ikra Shal Erev. The Ikra Din Erev is Beregel. Kondor Meir, the Ikra Din Erev is Bepas. Can't be heard. He can go there and stand and say, "This is my mockum." Isn't it hate? But Zot Rabbi Yehuda, Retiru Chachamim LeBalabayis, person sitting at home, the Shalech Iruva Biyad Avdi Biyad Benoy Biyad Shluchoy Bishil LaHakol Olav. So that was a kula which they created to make an Arab pass. Ikur Arab is Beregel, and Rameir says explicitly the Ikur Arab. Is bepas and an usher cannot say she saw si tachtoi. Now that's mamash not like Rav Chista. Amar Yehuda, ma'isa ba'anshe beis memel uba'anshe beis gurion. These people from these cities, ba'aruma, that Rashi says the room was a place. Shemachalkin the groigas with simukim lani and b'shnei b'tsuris. That they were giving out dried dates and dried and raisins, dried grapes, for a niyam during a year of hunger, of famine. They would go spend the Erev Shabbos and the night of Shabbos by the edge of the Tchum. Lamachras Mashkim and Aboyin, and they would come the following day to travel all the way to this place, Aroima, where the Anshei Beis Gurion and Anshei Beis Memo were giving out this food. So now they were at home, they were in Kfar Shichin and Kfar Chananya. So according to the mayor, they'd have to put pas there. Ikir Erev's pas. According to Behuda, they could stand there and make their shvisa there. So that's what Behuda talking and saying. It says, you see that it was done like me. Okay. Omer Rav Ashi. Masizanami Deka. The next Mishnah would seem to support this halacha of Reb Nachman's pshat in the Machloikus. Tiktani. Mishnah the base of an olive. Mishnah Yotzel Le'ir. Le'lech Le'ir. Le'lech Le'ir. Shema Arvin Lo. Person started traveling Erev Shabbos to go to the next city. Which you could make it in Ruvi Tchumen. So it's within 4,000 amas. The next city is within 4,000 amas away. The person started traveling. And then somebody came and told him that it's not safe to go right now, whatever it is. Don't travel there right now. Mara says it was hot, it was cold, so it wasn't, not a good time to go right now. So the Mishnah says, Humutar Leilich, so he gets a Ruvi Tchumen to the next city. L'chol b'nei Ha'ir, Asurin, but everybody else cannot get. Zivir
Behuda. When this person went to make an Eruv, he was going to leave food?
No. The person started going, give me a second. What's the difference between him and everybody else? This person owns a house in both cities. Okay? And he started traveling Erev Shabbos to go to his other house. His plan was to travel all the way. Then somebody told him it's not a good time to travel right now. But since he started traveling, that's equivalent as if he's made it, at least an Eruv Tchumen between the two cities, and he's allowed to finish traveling later on Shabbos to his second home. Once he started traveling, he's considered like he's an Ani, because he's not at home anymore. Because he's actually traveling. So an Ani can make an Eruv by saying, this is my place to be an Eruv. So we assume that in this scenario, since if he meant the midway point, he can make it to his other home. We assume that's what he meant to do. So even though he stopped, because it wasn't a good time to travel, but he still wants to go. So therefore, he gets, as if he made a shvisa in that midpoint, and he can then continue to travel all the way to the next city, to his other house over there. So we need two things, that since he has a house in another city, we assume that he wants to make this midpoint, he wants to make his Erev, there's Malkum Shvisa, to be able to reach the other house. And the fact that he started traveling gives him a dinam anani that he doesn't need pass. V'hanach Hashirim Ninu, and the other people who asked him to make it an error for them, which he never got to that midpoint to put down the error for them. So, but they also want to travel. So basically they said, we want our shisa to be there, the midpoint. They also want to travel to the next city. But that's a case of Erev B'Malkam Ploini. Al Makom Malkam Ploini, Ani In Osher Loi. So now, according to Rav Chisda, Yehuda holds even an Osher can do B'Malkam Ploini. According to Rav Chisda, Yehuda holds an Osher can sit in his house and say, I would like my Erev to be there, and that's all you need. Right? But according to Rav Nachman, if Yehuda agrees, you can't even that the only person who can do an Erev B'Malkam Ploini is an Ani. Person who's actually traveling. But a person not traveling can't say Erev B'Malkam Ploini. And this is like an Erev B'Malkam Ploini. We say that the people which are sitting at home have a Dibur Nosher, and they cannot do that. Shnami no. So we see that the Rav Nachman's version of the Machloikis is the correct version of the Machloikis based on the Mishnah and the Beis HaMinhag. Let's hold it here. I'll leave Rashi's for tomorrow.